far as that big old question mark of how it plays out.
You're imagining the free throw shooting. Both teams are really good at it. In fact, Wisconsin's better than anyone in the Big Ten at 78%. Even better in the last five games. 88% the Badgers have been at the free throw line. So they're getting there, and they are producing once they get there. That has been huge for this team. Those are today's keys to the game. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
All right, stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Here's a UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody good to go here as the Badgers get ready for this big-time matchup against the Arizona Wildcats. And with that, let's get to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wildcats coached by Tommy Lloyd in his third year, and his record is stellar. 68-11, as a matter of fact. Longtime assistant at Gonzaga, had been there the last 22 years before following Sean Miller for the head coaching job here in Tucson. His first 2 years, his team has won 61 games. That's the best two-year start ever in college basketball history. They're starting five for Lloyd's Wildcats today. Keyshawn Johnson, transfer out of San Diego State, team to play for the national championship last spring. He's a 6'7", fifth-year senior out of Oakland, California, 13 points. 6.5 rebounds a game. Their big man is Umar Balo, a 7-footer, 260-pounder, fifth-year senior, averaging 12.6 rebounds a game, all Pac-12 recognition a year ago. Pelle Larsson, 6'5 senior from Sweden, 11 points a game. Kylan Boswell, one of the top three-point shooters in the country, 6'2 sophomore from Champaign, Illinois, averaging close to 13 points, better than 4 assists per game. And he is shooting 54% from the three-point line. Caleb Love rounds out the starting five, the former North Carolina Tar Heel, 6'4 senior, averaging 13 points, 4.7 rebounds, 4.5 assists per game. Great guards, Badgers, same five as usual. That means Tyler Wall, 6'9 grad student at Lakeville, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, 7-foot junior from Egan, Minnesota, 12 points, better than 7.5 rebounds, close to 2.5 assists per game. A.J. Storr, 6'7 sophomore out of Rockford, 14 points a contest. Max Plesman, 6'4 junior from Hena, 8 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 6'2 junior from Omaha, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. And those are your starting lineups. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Badgers lead this series through the years 5-2. They tend to meet in March. The Badgers have won 4 of 7. Four of the seven meetings have been in the NCAA tournament. One of those Arizona got in Philadelphia. The other three were all a part of Final Four runs. The 2000 team under Dick Bennett, 2014 under Bo Ryan, the overtime classic in Anaheim. And a year later, it got the Badgers to the Final Four when Wisconsin beat Sean Miller's Wildcats in Los Angeles. It's not March, but it kind of has a big-time March kind of feel here at the McHale Center today as the 23rd-ranked Badgers take on the top-ranked team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Big-time vibes here in Tucson, Arizona, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. Radio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the 7-2 Badgers, ranked 23rd this week in the AP, taking on the unbeaten Arizona Wildcats, 7-0, and the top-ranked team in the country. Expecting a sellout crowd. Students actually are on break. Finals wrapped up on Wednesday. Well, they're still here. They are waiting for the Badgers. It's been a long time since these teams last met, but they're taking it a little personally, what happened in 2014 and 2015. And we have the makings of Mikey atmosphere today at the McHale Center. Before Butchie and I get you set for the game, we will send it to the band, the Arizona band, for the playing of our national anthem. 7-2 Wisconsin against 7-0 Arizona. In a home and home series, the Wildcats make the trip back to the Kohl Center next year. It is a big time feel here today. Butchie will get into Arizona in a minute, but the way the Badgers are going right now, they are starting to believe how good they can be. And especially these last two games, what they did to Marquette, what they did to Michigan State, how they did it, kind of shows us that wasn't a fluke, the way they were able to control the glass and be efficient. They've just played really, really good basketball of late.
They've played really well, and a lot of it is the depth. You don't know who and where to key in on. You know, rewatch the Michigan State game. You know, if I'm coaches, I thought they did a good time, you know, good job at times. But Wisconsin, when you did close out somebody with somebody else that made the extra pass, made the shot, this team is connected. They're playing together. They're unselfish. They understand the moments. If a team's on the run, okay, stop. Let's run a great offensive possession. Let's get into some action where we can get some pressure at the rim. Like, understanding that shows that this team continues to grow and learn, and it shows the experience in those environments.
Well, Arizona with a couple of checkmark wins on November 10th. They went into Cameron Indoor Stadium and beat Duke. And then on Thanksgiving Day in Palm Springs, they knocked off Michigan State 74-68. Today's game starts another impressive run of scheduling for Tommy Lloyd's team. In a week, they'll play Purdue. In 11 days, they play Alabama. In a couple of weeks, they take on Florida Atlantic. So we've talked about Wisconsin's rugged schedule. Well, Arizona's about to run into a, want to call it a gauntlet, whatever, but they're really challenging themselves, aren't they?
Well, they are. And you talk about all the other ones. Do they overlook this Wisconsin team? I don't think so, because of what has happened. We saw what they put on their social media. This is what matters. It's talked about a lot. But this group is Arizona. They've got a lot of dynamite athletes. They get out transition. They run. They score. They got a big. They can put pressure at the rim. They offensive rebound with the best of them. But this name right here, Boswell, he is the key. We have not talked nearly enough about what he can do. He's made at least two threes in each game this year. A career 44% three-point shooter. He is the star, the straw that stirs the drink as far as what they do. And then there's so many other names as far as what they do, but that's the key. They got to key in on him and make him very uncomfortable.
He's a very good shooter, and there's another good shooter in the house who's played a little bit at Arizona. You may have heard of him. He's been pretty good as a coach. Steve Kerr is here. So that must tell you it's a big game. You got Steve Kerr in the house, right? And he's not working.
He's not working. Well, you're always working.
Yeah,
There's some players on this floor that he might see in a couple of years, even next year. But you talked about it. It's a big game. Everybody knows it's a big game. The atmosphere is there. The energy is there. And that's where you rely on the team that's been through it. Yeah. And this Badger team's been through it. What they played, but just the experience of knowing it. Just looking at their eyes right now, man. Like, they're ready for it.
They're ready
for that moment now.
Well, it was interesting after the Marquette game, as we talked about earlier in the week, Greg Gard addressing the media saying, you know, got to get these guys to believe how good they are. You get so much outside stuff that could really tear you down if you let it. These guys, what they did, going back to Virginia, winning that game, winning that Fort Myers tip-off event a couple of weeks ago, knocking off Marquette rather convincingly. Marquette made it interesting in the second half, but the Badgers win by double digits. Likewise, on Tuesday night in Lansing. So they know when they play the way they're capable of playing that they could match up with anyone, and they certainly get that chance here today. By the way, we're talking about celebrities in the house. Steve Curry's here. There was some talk, I think some tweets, that Bo Ryan was going to be here. I believe he's got a tee time back in the back in La Quinta somewhere.
I think 116 so he's gonna tee be there. Time. Yeah, he's got that 116. So, yeah. Unfortunately.
Officials today, Kip Kissinger, Brooks Wells, beg your pardon, and Eric Curry, the Badgers in the traveling Cardinal unis, and the white trim, Arizona in the home white unis, and the red and blue trim as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Arizona at the McHale Center in Tucson. A decent amount of Badger fans here. They'll obviously get drowned out a lot. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully they won't at all, but the Badger fans are here. Some made the trip out west from Wisconsin. Others spend a little time out for the warmer climate and are here in attendance. Kind of a home game for them, and they're very eager to see this team here today as we are about ready to go. Badgers on the floor. The Wildcats break their huddle. We are set for basketball here in Tucson, Arizona. They are on their feet here at the McHale Center. Umar Balo, along with Stephen Crow, Kip Kissinger, the official, will put the ball in the air. And the toss and tap will belong to Arizona. And from our vantage point by the Wisconsin bench, the Wildcats move to our right to the first half. Colin Boswell up top against Chucky Hepburn. A screen from Balo going to Pelham Larson. He's with A.J. Store top of the key. Pelham Larson right elbow feeds Johnson in the lane. Up over Wall. Missed it short. Rebound. Battled for. And Wall wins the battle. And the Badgers move to our left to open up the game. Arizona man-to-man. A.J. Store against Larson at the top of the arc. Throwing to Hepburn. He's with Boswell. Whips it inside. Caught by Crow. Single coverage. Balo. Left block is Crow. Backing. Turns. One pump. Pivots. Up right hand. 2-0 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin opened the game against Michigan State like that. And Marquette. They do it a third straight time.
They go inside to Balo. Draws the double. Goes into Johnson in the lane. Tough shot over Store. Good off the window. Keyshawn Johnson ties the game at 2. A minute gone by. Hepburn will glide the dribble right side of the front court. Right hand toss to Crow in the corner against Balo. Feeds Wall. Flips it to Hepburn. Chucky left of the lane. Little stop and go. And a bad pass. That's picked off by Caleb Love. Klesman is back. Love off the wing. And the lane goes off balance. Throws it up. Miss. But he was fouled by Klesman. And free throw opportunities off the turnover coming up for Caleb Love.
And Chucky just drove a little too deep when there wasn't the driving lane there. And then the outlet, the angle wasn't there. And that's how you got the turnover.
Caleb Love, a transfer from North Carolina, 3 years with the Tar Heels. He saw the Badgers in the tournament. In Mackey Arena, scored 10 points in that game. It turned out to be a blowout Wisconsin win in the final game that Roy Williams served as a head coach of Carolina. Love is an 81% free throw shooter, averaging better than 13 points a game. The free throw was good. More than 1,500 career points for Love, a 6'4 senior out of St. Louis.
Man, that's where just taking care of the basketball is so important. God, Caleb Love doesn't need help scoring.
Misses the second free throw. Balo clears it, though. Boswell hooks it to Larson. He tries a three, and it's good. Bella Larson with a triple, and it's 6-2 Arizona.
The triple off of an offensive rebound. You've got to clean those up if you're Wisconsin.
Turned into a four-point possession. Here's Crowell. Finds the cutter, and a tough pass to Storr. Can't handle it. Turnover, Wisconsin. The second for the Badgers. Larson up the middle. Stops top of the circle. Feeds Boswell against Hepburn. A screen from Johnson. Whips it to Johnson. Right lane line. Drives. Runs it up right hand. Good. And it's 8-2 Arizona. A minute 50 gone by. Wildcats taking advantage of a couple of Wisconsin turnovers. Wall throwing to Storr. On the left side, around a wall screen, feeds Crowell. Dribble hand off to Max Klesman. Throws the wall at the top. Tyler puts it on the deck against Keshawn Johnson. Backing his wall. Left block, still backing. In the lane, Wall gets it into Crowell. Low on the right, pushed it up. Missed it inside. And the rebound tip to Johnson.
That's what Big Steve's got to make. Nice and close.
Johnson out front, throwing to Boswell, high on the left. High screen Johnson. Boswell on the dribble, leans in, right elbow jump, back iron, no good. Rebound tip, scrambled. Johnson had it, lost it, taken away by Hepburn. Hepburn ahead to Storr, off the right wing. AJ in the lane, up left hand, good, off the glass, and one.
That all starts because of Checky Hepburn. He comes on in, they rebound as five. He gets that rebound. Now they allows them to get out in transition and gets AJ where he excels so much in that transition. That was a big-time rebound by Chuck because that should have been Arizona's basketball.
Pella Larson picked up the foul. Nolan Winter checks in for Stephen Crowell. 2.5 minutes in, 8-4 the Wildcats. Storr the free throw. It's good, and he's made 21 in a row. Going back to the third game of the season. Big three-point play in the early minutes for the Badgers. 8-5 Arizona. 2:40 gone by. Caleb Love high on the left. High screen Balo. Love take a deep three right of the circle, and that's an air ball wide left out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Good defense there by Wisconsin. Forces Arizona into a quick shot what they want. Like, if you're Wisconsin, let Arizona take those quick shots. They went under that screen. It was a good defensive set there.
Tyler Wall to the front court. Hands off to Klesman. Feeds Storr. Throwing to Hepburn. Outside right. Chucky feeds Winter. He's off the wall. Left point. Now Hepburn around a Winter screen. Left elbow jumper off the bounce. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Tyler Wall. And he is double teamed and is able to muscle around it and take it to the cup for the layup. Second chance points. 8-7 Arizona. 3:15 gone by. Here's Johnson, a three try left of the circle. That's no good short. Rebound Tyler Wall. About 3.5 minutes in, 8-7 the Wildcats. Hepburn turns down the wall screen, puts it on the deck, right of the lane, reverse layup. Yes, sir. Going right to left is Chucky Hepburn. 7-point run for the Badgers, 9-8 Wisconsin.
What a response it's been.
16-20 left in the first half. Love on the dribble against Klesman. Throws to Larson. He'll try a three left side. That's good. Second three-point hit for Pella Larson, 11-9 Arizona. 3:50 into the game. A.J. Storr high on the right, gets a bump from Wall, throwing to Winter, flips to Hepburn. Chucky inside the left elbow, out the wall. He'll try a three up top, no good. Missed it short, rebound Caleb Love. Outlet to Boswell, right sideline of the front court. NBA range three, off the front rim, no good. Long rebound Chucky Hepburn. 4:10 gone by, 11-9 Arizona. Tyler Wall throwing to A.J. Storr in the left wing. Around a wall screen, Storr, mid-range jumper, good. And Storr with five early on. We're tied at 11. About 4.5 minutes gone by. Caleb Love to the front court for the Wildcats. Throwing to Keshawn Johnson, top of the circle. Throws to Kylan Boswell. Boswell almost lost his balance. Picked up by Hepburn. Throws to Larson. Rotates Love. Open three, right corner. Bangs off the rim, no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we have our first media timeout today. Gilmore and Blackwell will check in. And we continue. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisd.edu. 15:20 left of the first half. Wisconsin 11, Arizona 11. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 15-20 left in the half, which he tied at 11.
And a quick response, obviously Wisconsin came out a little slow, two turnovers. Since they corrected that, got a tie ball game now.
Shecky Hepburn out there, Stephen Crowell has re-entered. Hepburn on the dribble to the free throw line. Montavis Crevis in the lineup and a kick out to Crowell. Tries a three, no good. Whistle inside, foul called. They're going to get Carter Gilmore inside, who had checked in for Wisconsin. Gilmore, Blackwell, Storr, Hepburn, and Crowell, the five on the floor. KJ Lewis in the lineup for Arizona. 6'2 freshman out of El Paso, Texas. And Montavis Crevis, 6'2 freshman from Lithuania.
The way Crevis guards that ball screen action with Stephen Crowell, he's going to have that opportunity to shoot that three, but read it.
I might have said 6'2 Crevis is 7'2, and they just catch the pass inside, low on the right. And the 7'2 Crevis will finish, and it's 13-11 Arizona.
The weak side for Wisconsin needs to get over just a little bit quicker to give time for Crowell to get back there.
Crowell against Crevis, goes inside, caught by Storr, left of the lane against K.J. Lewis, turns up from 8 feet away, around and out, no good. Rebound Caleb Love, and he got fouled by John Blackwell reaching in. That'll be his first.
Wisconsin has to be careful. That's two fouls that just aren't good fouls. On the other side, 94 feet away from your defensive end, you don't need those.
Three team fouls against Wisconsin. Klesman comes in, and Asijan as well. So you got Asijan, Klesman, Blackwell, Gilmore, and Crowell. And up the floor is Kylan Boswell up the middle. To the front court for the Wildcats, throwing a Love and a whistle, illegal screen. They're going to catch Crevis, I believe. That'll be his first.
That's a correct call. Crevis didn't even get set. Set that screen, put both feet down, and then you can roll out. He didn't put any feet down, just rolled them out. Good defensive possession there.
5.5 minutes gone by, 13-11 Arizona. Klesman to the front court, a bounce for Blackwell along the right sideline. High screen Crowell. Blackwell throwing to Klesman at the left point. Max a feed inside. Crowell catches low on the left, goes up, and it's altered by Crevis. Maybe more than altered, knocked it away. And the other way comes Boswell. Feeds Love, takes it off the left wing. In the lane, up in traffic, good off the glass. Love with three, 15-11 Arizona.
It's the way the game of basketball works. You miss a layup on one end, it usually hurts you on the other end.
6 minutes into the game as Asijan will throw to Crowell. A handoff to Klesman. Max kicks to Gilmore, rotates to Blackwell. Blackwell baseline left on Lewis, and he got bumped by Lewis, taking a baseline, the first on K.J. Lewis and the second on Arizona.
And that's what John does so well in a game where you need a good possession. John drives, gets to the free throw, or not free throw, but gets the foul drawn. Five fouls drawn against Michigan State. When at times it was getting away during the Michigan State game, John was able to take over in that situation as well.
Tyler Wall back in. Gilmore sits down. Baseline left. Max Klusman will inbound. Klusman looks, flips it into Crowell near the left corner against Caleb Love. Big versus a small. Crowell starts to back, and he gets fouled on the play.
Absolutely.
Caleb Love, yep.
And the Arizona fans are not happy with it, but Caleb Love puts the... Stephen Crowell did a great job of reading. He had the small, and Love has an arm right in the back there. And that is a foul every time.
Jaden Bradley is checked in, 6'3", sophomore for Arizona. Klusman baseline left, loops the inbounds pass to Crowell, throwing to Blackwell, right of the center circle. Bradley defending, Blackwell high on the right.
Got to make that entry pass, Tyler. Well, he had Love on him.
Here's Klusman. Klusman up top. Pella Larson is on him. Max with a shot fake, leans in, tough left elbow. Leaner is good for Max Klusman, and the Badgers are back within two. 15-13 Arizona, 13-25 left in the half. Love high on the left, throwing to Crevis at the top of the circle. Passes for Bradley. Top of the arc, feeds Lewis off the right wing. Drives to the baseline, reverse layup, no, but a foul as Lewis was sent to the floor, and he'll shoot free throws. They'll get Connor Esiejan. That'll be his first foul. And the team's fourth.
And Connor's got to keep him in front. You can't give up that baseline drive. You've got no help there. Your help's not coming from the baseline. Your help's coming from the middle of the floor. When you get beat baseline like that, you are in big problem area.
Lewis, they say, one of those guys provides a lot of energy, a top 100 recruit. He misses the first free throw. He's out of El Paso, Texas, averaging better than 6.5 points a game. Nolan Winter back in for Stephen Crowell. The Wildcats are a 75% free throw shooting team. Wisconsin enters the game 78% and 88% over the last five.
And Matt, both teams get there. Arizona makes about 17 free throws a game, Wisconsin 16.
Lewis gets the second to bounce through, and it's 16-13 the Wildcats, 13-14 left in the first half. Max Klusman brings it up, throws it to Tyler Wall against Pella Larson. All hands off to Esiejan. Quick pass, Winter gives it up to Klusman. Feeds Wall left of the arc, going to Blackwell. Blackwell pounds the dribble, left the key, gives to Winter, sends it to Esiejan. Esiejan to the free throw line, leaves it for Wall. Tyler on the attack, in the lane, goes up left hand, passing rim, no. Rebound, Pella Larson for Arizona. Scoots up the left side of the front court. Goes cross court for Boswell. Tap pass to Bradley. Leads it back to Boswell, right of the circle. Island Boswell gets a high screen from Crevis. A throw to Bradley. Bradley's a little crossover. Now a 10-footer right of the lane. Danced off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. 12:35 left in the half. 16-13 Arizona. Jackie Hepburn getting ready to check back in. Likewise, A.J. Storr. Here's Esiejan. Connor leads it for Wall. Gives it up to Klusman. Max. The jumper away, back rim no good, rebound, Crevis.
I would have liked to see another swing.
There's Boswell up top, Crevis sets the screen. Boswell uses it, right foul line, extended jumper is good. First points for Kyler Boswell, and it's 18-13 Arizona with 12:05 left in the first half. Max Klusman to the front court, behind the back on the dribble, throws to Nolan Winter, high on the left. And a hand off to Blackwell. Left elbow jumper, and I got flicked away. It's way off the mark. Wall sent to the floor. And a foul called on Pella Larson of Arizona. And that's going to be his second as we have the under 12 media timeout. Calling all Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:57 left in the first half. Arizona 18, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 18-15 Arizona with 11:52 left in the half.
Last three possessions on the offensive end for Wisconsin have resulted in 15-foot contested jump shots. This comes after Wisconsin missed two layups. They're being a little trigger shy as far as throwing that ball inside. You might have missed the layups, but you're getting good looks. Hit the post, play from the post. Don't settle for a 15-foot jump shot that's contested.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound to Blackwell. He has KJ Lewis. Blackwell sends it to Tyler Wall, being hounded by Bradley near half court. Now it's Storr flipping to Hepburn outside left. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn off the crowd screen. Chucky to the free throw line. A bounce for Blackwell. Left corner three. Book it. John Blackwell with a triple. And it's 18-16 Arizona. 11:30 left in the first half. Rashad Johnson gets it to Boswell. Boswell to the free throw line. Knocked away Hepburn, and he got it back. Going right corner to Bradley. Feeds Boswell high on the right. Gets it to Lewis on the left side. Slips it into Johnson. Pass knocked away by Crowell. Johnson gets it back. Now Boswell for three. Good. 54% shooter from distance. 21-16 Arizona. Badgers almost on a couple of occasions in that possession forced a turnover, but Arizona kept them alive. Here's Hepburn at the top. Gets it into Crowell. Stevie in the paint. Gets out of the lane, right of the key, works mid-post against Crevis, got fouled by Crevis, and that will be his second. You see how Tommy Lloyd plays it. He is much more apt to play guys with two fouls. He's going to come out now, but don't be surprised if he comes back in before the half is over. He is out. Ballo is back in. It's team foul number six on Arizona.
Arizona's going to play a little bit of zone on this end line out of bounds. They'll go switch to man-to-man. Now, read the mismatches early on. See if you can get a quick hitter. If not, you get back to your offense.
Hepburn throwing to Blackwell. Right corner three is good. First from the left, then from the right. 21-19 Arizona.
And Wisconsin caught him in that switch. Boswell was the guy that was supposed to get back to him. He was just a little late, and that's how John got that three.
Here's Lewis, and then a dribble handoff foul as Hepburn got decked. They're going to get Kylan Boswell. That'll be his first. Team seven, team control, non-shooting. Otherwise, the Badgers will be shooting free throws with 10:29 still left in the first half. Here's Hepburn, right side of the front court, throwing to A.J. Storr. He'll toss it to Hepburn, left wing. Chucky off the wing, in the lane, pivots, pumps, contested shot. Missed it. Flip the right side iron, no good. Johnson a rebound. Outlet to Jaden Bradley. Right sideline of the front court. Off the Johnson screen. Bradley pulls it. Now left side for Lewis. Tries a three. Back rim no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Tyler Wall of Wisconsin. 10 minutes left in the first half. 21-19 Arizona. Wall on the dribble left of the lane. Now kills the dribble. A bounce for Blackwell on the left side. The freshman will refeed Wall. Tyler directing traffic. Got an isolation on Bradley. Ballo trying to double reverse layup. Wall good going left to right. We're tied at 21.
How did he get through there?
Boy.
The double team came, and I still don't know how he got through, Matt.
High low pass. Ballo low on the left. Layup is good.
That's a good response here by Arizona.
With Wall, it's like a football term. We're talking about running backs who get skinny. Tyler Wall got skinny. 23-21 Wisconsin. Here's Wall again. Bobbled it, got it back, tapped it back out to Crowell. And the Badgers will reset. 9:20 left of the break. 23-21 Arizona. Here's Storr on the attack. The runner in the lane. Too hard, no good. Rebound, Umar Ballo. Outlet to Boswell. And his pass is through everybody and out of bounds. Intended, I think, for Lewis. And an unforced turnover for the Wildcats as Klesman and Gilmore will come back in. Wall and Hepburn will sit down. 23-21 Arizona, 9 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first half. Klesman, Blackwell, Storr, Gilmore, and Crowell, the five on the floor. Max Klesman, a bounce for Stephen Crowell, left of the circle, feeds Gilmore. They leave him wide open, but he turns it down, wanting to run the offense here. Klesman slips it to Gilmore at the free throw line. Gilmore now moving in on Johnson, turns. Throws it up, and yes, sir, in there for Carter Gilmore. Tied at 23, 8:45 left in the half.
Carter Gilmore, they gave him a bunch of space. Take the space.
Johnson again to go high-low into Ballo. Right block, draws the double as Gilmore helps Crowell. Ballo needs help. Throws it out to Bradley. Open three on the left side. Good. Well, a good pass out of the double. Jaden Bradley hits the triple. 26-23 Arizona.
John Blackwell just a little slow as far as getting out of that situation.
A.J. Storr throwing to Crowell. One dribble to hand off to Blackwell. Leads it for Gilmore left of the circle. Sends to Klesman. Max to the free throw line. Inside to Crowell, and he could not handle the pass out of bounds. To Arizona with 8:12 left in the first half. Stevie will come out. Nolan Winter is in. A Seagen will sub for Blackwell. 26-23 Arizona. 8:12 left in the first half. So resetting the five. You got Storr, Klesman, a Seagen, Nolan Winter, and Carter Gilmore.
If you're Wisconsin on the defensive end, make sure you stay attached. There might be some double-team opportunities when you go on your closeouts. Make sure you know who it is. KYP, know your personnel.
Jaden Bradley, sophomore out of Rochester, New York, transfer from Alabama, starts the offense. Now it's Boswell, left side, left of the circle. He'll try the three, and it's off the rim, no good. Nolan Winter, the rebound. 7:52 left in the half, 26-23 Arizona. Klesman to the front court. Throws it to Winter on the right wing. Winter against Ballo. Feeds Gilmore right of the circle. Down to Asijan off the screen. Catching, shooting. Missing a three try off the rim. And over the backboard. It'll belong to Arizona. As we have the under eight media timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:39 left for the first half. Arizona 26, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Overcast this afternoon with a chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 41. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely. Tonight, 25. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:39 left in the first half. Arizona 26, Wisconsin 23.
Let's reset it a little bit. Why we're here, right? Three-point game. Wisconsin's only down three. A couple of keys. Transition defense was going to be crucial so far. Arizona only one fast break point. Rebounding the ball. Only one offense rebound by Arizona. Wisconsin's only got one offense rebound, but that's a wash. You're okay. Limit turnovers. Both teams have three. It really comes down to the layups right now. Wisconsin 4-7 with close range. They finish those. They're leading this game. So everything you want to do with the pace of this, the way it's playing out, is playing the way Wisconsin wants to play this game so far.
Here's Kylan Boswell. Brings it up the floor for the Wildcats. High screen Ballo. Throws to Ballo. Hands off Pella Larson. Top of the arc. Operates against Connor Asijan as Larson picked up the dribble. And a wide pass, but it's gathered by Boswell. Shot clock at 15. Lots of time. High-low game. Johnson inside to Ballo. And it's the deflected, batted in the air, and a turnover for the Wildcats.
Good battle by Nolan Winter there.
Here's Max Klusman. At the top of the circle, being hounded by Boswell. Max will throw it to Gilmore, high on the right. A handoff to A.J. Store. Store top of the circle. A flip for Winter. Gives off to Klusman. Max inside the three-point line. Feeds a Asijan high on the left. Goes cross-court to Gilmore. Fakes the three. Takes the three. Off the rim, no good. Follow the rebound.
And with that group, where's the offense going to come from? Defensively, they'll be fine. Got to get into bodies here.
Here's Pella Larson. Goes into Ballo. Right block up around Gilmore. Good. Ballo has four. 28-23 Arizona. 6:40 left in the first half. Max Klusman. The front court for Wisconsin. Going to Store. A.J. with a shot fake. Now goes it left side to Gilmore, feeds Store, baseline left, switch to the corner, goes to Gilmore, feeds Winter with a shot fake. Back out to Gilmore, 10 on the shot clock, a handoff to Klusman. Foul line jumper, short, rebound, Johnson of Arizona with 6:15 left in the half. 5-point lead for the Wildcats. Boswell leaves it for Johnson at the top, he'll throw to Caleb Love back in there, he'll snap off a three right of the circle, straight through. And Greg Gard will use a timeout as the Wildcats have their biggest lead now at 8 points. This will be a 30-second timeout with 6:03 left in the first half. 31-23 Arizona. Wildcats on this 8-point run.
Matt, it comes down to they go underneath the screen on Love, because you don't trail over the top, he drills it. Offensively, where was it coming from? It's a great timeout by Greg, knowing he had three guys at the scores table that he was trying to get in. Could they weather it? They didn't weather it. Greg calls that timeout. Okay, you reset it. Like you said, largest lead here, and it's just a couple of little things. Offensively, possession-wise, they weren't great possessions. Right, who was going to score the ball? A Gilly three, and then Max, a contested two for 15. Didn't love those possessions. Defensively, I thought they could have weathered it. They just went under that screen by Love. Love drills that. Now, all of a sudden, it goes 5-8, and you got yourself a situation. So I love the timeout, though, by Greg. Get the group in that you wanted. Kind of now reset a little bit. 6 minutes left. Chip away at this 8-point lead.
That group is Tyler Wall, who throws it into Hepburn. You got Blackwell, Klusman, and Crowell rounding out the five of the floor. Hepburn throwing to Tyler Wall against Keyshawn Johnson. Baseline right. Got fouled by Johnson. That'll get Wall to the free throw line. The first foul on Keyshawn Johnson and the eighth on Arizona. So Wall gets a 1-1.
And the ball touched the post. You talk about three possessions in a row there where a dint, where they were trying to figure out where the offense was going to come from. Finally, it touches the post. Now you get to go to the free throw line.
Tyler up to 64% at the foul line. He's made 12 of his last 14, covering the last four games. A 1-1 here. And the front end is good.
Big free throw. It stops the run. Last year, we talked a lot about it, but teams had big runs. It stopped the run. You now, you know, get to the free throw line, set up your defense, make Arizona go against your defense.
Second free throw is good. So Tyler hits them both, 31-25 Arizona, 5:54 left till halftime. Boswell will walk it through the midcourt logo. Jackie Hepburn waits for him. A pass for Caleb Love, shadowed by Max Klesman. He's off to Larson. Open three, left side. Good again. Blackwell late getting over there. And Larson has hit three threes. A nine-point lead for the Wildcats.
Johnson under that screen as well.
34-25 Arizona. As Max Klesman had his pocket picked by Caleb Love. Drives to the rim. Slam dunk on the right hand. 36-25 Arizona. 5:22 left till halftime. Hepburn around a wall screen. Throws to Tyler now. Right of the circle. Wall being hounded by Johnson. A feed for Crowd, top of the arc. Here's to Hepburn. Feeds Wall right of the circle. Wall hands off to Blackwell. 10 to shoot. Blackwell will. Mid-range jump. Danced off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tipped into the hands of Ballo. And here comes Arizona. Boswell feeds Caleb Love. Love right of the circle. Takes it to the free throw line. Lobs to Ballo. Slam dunk. He has six, and the high-flying Wildcats lead by 13. 38-25 Arizona, 4:40 left in the first half. Hepburn throws the Wall at the top, beats Blackwell. Blackwell top of the circle, throws to Hepburn, sends to Klesman. Max right corner. There's the Wall right of the lane. Wall back to the basket, back again on Johnson. Backing, whistle, walk to the ball, turnover Wisconsin.
Right now, offensively, they just looked out of sorts a little bit. The ball, when they were scoring, it's going side to side. Now it's sticking. Even though that was in the post touch, there still hasn't been a lot of movement. Arizona's defense has been shifted over. Defensively, they've got to lock in here. That's where you start coming back from it.
38-25 Arizona. 4:15 left in the first half. Boswell, a bounce for Larson. Larson right of the circle, goes right corner, three in the air, Johnson in and out, no good. Rebound back tap, and a foul is called. And this is going to go against Wisconsin. Tip Kissinger on the call, and it's assessed to Stephen Crowell. That'll be his first and the team's fifth. 7-point run for Arizona. Badgers haven't had a bucket for going on 4.5 minutes. Alan Boswell, baseline left, throws it to Caleb Love. Love left side, off the Ballo screen. A three in the air is good off the glass. Love banks in a three. And it's 41-25 Arizona, 3:55 left in the first half. Stephen Crow out front, going to Tyler Wall. Wall, a whistle and a blocking foul called on Johnson. That's going to be his second. Apparently, they just called that a two on the floor. I thought it was a three. Sure, they'll take a look at it during the commercial break. 40-25, it shows right now as we hit the under four media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3:45 left in the first half. Arizona 40, Wisconsin 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health.
remarkable.
Stats of Basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. That was a three for Caleb Love. Kind of thought so. They reviewed it during the break. So he goes glass for that triple. 3:45 left till halftime. And it's now 41-25 Arizona.
So we talked right before the last timeout. Everything they're doing is great. Weren't turning the ball over. Now they've had two turnovers in 4 minutes. They went under a couple of shooters, which is 6 points there. That's how quickly it can turn. And I think for me, offensively, they've got out of their rhythm. Wisconsin, only 3 assists to Arizona's 14. The ball just isn't moving for this Wisconsin team on the offensive end. It's moving on this team, which is creating closeouts for the Badgers. The Badgers aren't closing out with the force that they need to close out with. And then when they do get some of that action, they're going under screens. And Arizona's making them pay for three.
Arizona,
50%.
Yeah, they're a great assist team. 21 per game on average, as Butchie said. Already, Arizona has 14. 3:45 left in the first half. Tyler Wall at the line for a 1-1. He missed the front end. And Caleb Love secures the rebound. A 10-point run now for Arizona. 41-25 the Wildcats. Oswell hands off to Pella Larson. Larson goes into Balo up around Wall. Low on the left. Layup is good. They get 15 assists. High-low again.
The high-low action they've gone to.
43-25 Arizona. 3:20 left in the half. Hepburn goes into Crowell. Left of the lane. Now backing on Balo. Backing. Single coverage. Left block. Left shoulder turn. Walk of the ball again. Turn over Wisconsin. It's been a struggle here for Stevie in this first half. To say the least, it's been a struggle. But he's got company in that department. Paulius Morauskas on the floor for Arizona. 6'8 freshman. From Lithuania, Boswell on the dribble drive, left of the lane, push it up right hand, danced off the rim, no good. And Chucky Hepburn grabs the rebound. 3 minutes left till halftime, 43-25 Arizona. All throwing to Klesman around a Wall screen, whips it to Crowell, top of the arc. And dribble for Steven. He'll throw at the Wall, turns to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky to the free throw line, darts to the Blackwell, tries a three, left side, off the rim, no good. One and out, as Balo had the rebound, then it was knocked loose, rolls to the floor, and it's picked up by Boswell. Both teams still, but just one offensive rebound aside. Here's Caleb Love, open for three, straight on, back iron, no good. Rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. Blackwell quickly up the floor, throws to Klesman, stamps off a three right corner, it's good. And Max Klesman with a dearly needed three. 43-28 Arizona.
Now defensively, stay locked in.
2:10 left in the half, and the old line can somehow get it to single digits. Love throwing to Morauskas. He'll try a three left side. That's a brick to the right, to the rebound to Crowell. Here's Max Klesman gliding up the left sideline of the front court. He'll throw it to Crowell up top. Gets it to Chucky Hepburn, left-hand dribble. Inside the left elbow, turns it out the Wall, right wing. Wall takes it off the wing, in the lane against Morauskas. One pump, two pump, goes up, blocked by Balo. And it's grabbed by Caleb Love, on the move, finds Larson at the rim, goes up for the dunk, and he is fouled by Hepburn, as he'll make Larson earn it at the free throw line. The foul on Chucky is his first.
And I like that attack by Chucky. Go meet at the rim. Don't give him the layup. Make him earn it from the free throw line. Offensively, Wisconsin, again, Tyler gets in there. There's two guys that go to him, get swatted. That's why they've led out to transition. They've been pretty good as far as transition defense goes, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it just offensively right now is where they're struggling to find that momentum, and Arizona's playing off of their defense.
Larson almost automatic at the free throw line as he hits the first, 93% coming into the game. Storr and Asijan will come in. Blackwell and Klesman will sit down. A minute 42 left in the half, 44-25 Arizona. Larson with 13, or make that 10 points, make it 11. Three threes and now a couple of free throws. And it's 45-28 Arizona. Larson comes out. KJ Lewis is back in. Wildcats 17 of 30 from the field. Badgers just 11 of 28. Stephen Crowell on the right side. Gets at the Wall, right of the circle. Feeds to Seijan off the right wing. Mid-range jump. Nope. Rebound Lewis. And here comes Kylan Boswell for Arizona, throwing the Love high on the right. Store defends. A toss for Lewis. High screen, Ballo. And just leaves it for Love. Thinking about it. Now it's Ballo, left of the circle. Goes off the Love, turns the corner, in the lane, up right hand, too hard, no good. Ballo and Wall battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Ballo. It'll be Wisconsin ball with 109 left of the first half.
I've talked about Wisconsin's offense has not been great. Arizona then has, you know, transitioned that into good offense on their end. Just take your time. Continue to do what you've done so well.
Hepburn throwing to Crow, feeds Wall, left of the circle. Now it's Store. A.J. pull up, jump at the foul line. Short, no good. Rebound dug out of there by Love. 53 seconds left in the first half. Arizona in command, leading 45-28. Caleb Love at the center circle against Hepburn, who tried to pry it loose. Ball knocked loose. Hepburn comes up with a turnover, Wisconsin. Now a feed to Store. In the lane, knocked away by Lewis, and a foul is called. And they'll make Store in it at the free throw line.
How many 15-foot jump shots has Wisconsin taken today?
Feels like a fair amount.
Right, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying they're bad shots, but we, over this winning streak of six games, we haven't seen a lot of those. We've seen A.J. kind of take those a little bit.
Yeah.
That's about it. We've seen way